Good morning, Deepa Granite. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Million, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Let me see if she's somewhere in the office. Hold on.
Thanks.
This is Millie.
Hey, Millie. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Hey, good, good. I want to follow up with you. I didn't want to bug you. Is now an okay time?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Did you get my messages by any chance?
Yes, I just haven't had a chance to call you.
Cool.
That you want
no
to
worries.
Call you.
No worries. So I was going to ask you to grab a pen. I know that you're not in a rush because it's fine. The equipment hasn't been delivered yet, so you guys aren't like under the gun. But I wanted to go over some options, and I was hoping you could grab a pen and make some notes.
Okay.
Okay. So I got your emails. I'm not sure. I don't need the merchant statements. I want to make sure you got that. I definitely do not need that. There's really two ways to go over the kind of the loan, and you tell me what you'd like to do. So I understand the machine's 235, correct? 225. Okay. So we have two basic options. It's completely your choice. The first option is this. We can finance the whole 225. It won't make a difference in terms of you'll still get a great rate regardless. But some of the customers I work with say, hey, look, if I can get my deposit back, essentially, I'd like to do it so I can keep my cash on hand. That's one option. Or we can finance the remaining 180. It really just depends on Wanda, you know, what's going to make you happy. Do you have a preference?
I don't really have a preference. I'm okay with just leaving the deposit the way it is. I mean, just You're telling me that it's not going to make a difference in terms
It's really not in terms of you're going to get a great rate regardless. So a lot of customers are under the impression that they need to put equity into these machines, like when you do a home loan, to get the best possible pricing. It's actually not true. You get a really good credit and you pay your bills. We look at this as, does the equipment generate meaningful revenue? That's the first thing. The second thing is this. At 180, so I have a few basic options. And did you send me the tax return in a different email? I think I have two different emails for you. Is that correct or no?
What email do you have? Should only have one. I don't know what the other email is.
Let me see. I don't know where I moved it. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Bear with me here. We have a new email system, and it's honestly driving me crazy. Oh, I see how it is. For some reason, some of the emails come under Depot Granite, some come from Millie Hernandez. So it shows it different ways. That's why.
Okay.
It doesn't show it the same way. Okay. So here are the options. I have your information on hand. I usually like the personal tax returns to get people the best possible terms, but I only have the business returns. Do you have the personal returns or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And then do you have the profit and loss for 2016 year to date?
I don't have it yet. My accountant is working on it.
Accountant's working? Like on QuickBooks, correct?
Yeah.
Cool. And then last thing, on that application you sent me, could you bring it up real quick?
Yeah.
So the loan's not going to affect personal credit, but I need permission to pull credit, and I only have Pedro's permission. It doesn't matter where you put on the application. You could put it on a separate application. Can you put you and your mom's information and sign next to it so I can add it to the file?
Okay.
Cool. Next question I have for you, application, when you have a chance, send me the P&L, but if you can send me the personal returns today, it'd be great. So we're going to go, you just want to go for 180, kind of best deal available, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the vendor. So you're working with P-Cruise USA, correct?
Yeah.
Have you purchased from them before?
No.
Okay, so one thing I want to go over is the contract you have with them to make sure, make sure we're doing anything right by you. So, do you know offhand what their payment terms are?
The what?
How much Do you know what, like, how much they need before delivery? What are their payment terms offhand? I'm trying to bring up their contract.
Is that on the contract that I sent you?
It is. I'm just trying to read through it right now. It says, P Cruise USA referred this purchasing machine in continuation of the voltage and delivery is 7 calendar days for the 360 rotating crane. So do you already have the crane?
Yeah, the crane I have.
You already have that. Okay. And then 120 calendar days for the 5-axis machine, starting with the date of the receipt of the second payment as stipulated below. So let me just roll through this. First payment, $40,000. Second payment, $111,000. All right, so they don't need their final. They need their final payment once the equipment is delivered. Okay, perfect. All right, this is pretty self-explanatory. I will look out for those personal returns, and then I should have your approval done as soon as I get them and give you all the options.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. But like I said, if you do end up wanting to finance the 220, there's no pressure from me. I don't have any incentive to give you to borrow 220, but I'm more than happy to do it for you.
Okay.
Cool. I will look out for your email. Thanks again for your time.
Yep, awesome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.